As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bob had a call from KDK, I believe, so he is on his way there. I know that's disappointing if you wanted Bob to announce your pick, but that's what we're doing here. Who do you want the Steelers to take? In the meantime, Jeff, I believe this was on the flagship yesterday that Merrill Hodge just ripped Shedeur Sanders. I think saying it would be an epic fail. Is that what he said?
It's amazing how polarizing some of these guys have been. Mm. Whether it's Shedeur or Dart, not Ward. I haven't really heard much bad about Ward, but how it's not just, well, they've got this. It's like you're either far right or far left when it comes to these quarterbacks.
Yeah, man. And it's not like Merrill said, yeah, I don't think I'd go with Sanders. I don't think that's the guy you want to lead you to right. A Super Bowl. He said he's going to be an epic failure and set your organization back. Now, this has been my theme of the week, is that none of us know, is that Ben Roethlisberger was a big Pickett fan. Ben Roethlisberger is one of the top 10 quarterbacks right. of all time. I was a Pickett fan after I saw him play for a little bit in the pros. I thought, all right, this is going to be good. Bill Belichick thought that Mac Jones was the answer. Chuck Knoll approved the drafting of Mark Malone in the first round. We're sitting here, none of us know yet about Justin Fields, and he's been in the league for 55 starts. So Merrill falls into that category too. He's right a lot. He's very good, but that doesn't mean that, like the rest of us, he's going to be wrong from time to time. Not that long ago, he was calling Kenny Pickett accurate, a good processor, a great leader, and a guy who could take you where you want to go. Accurate? Really? Kenny Pickett's completed 62.4% of his passes in the NFL. And that would have ranked 42nd last year. So Merrill was flat out wrong on Kenny Pickett. And by the way, that was at like a little over 6 yards an attempt. It would be one thing if you were completing 62% of your passes because you were a gunslinger firing it downfield. He's a dink and dunker who isn't accurate. It's just wrong. Merrill's been right on guys like Johnny Manziel, and he's been wrong on other ones. He said the 2020 draft had only one first-round talent in Joe Burrow. That draft produced Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, and Justin Herbert. So I respect Merrill. I take what he says, and I listen to it the same as I would Ben, knowing that they know a lot about football, but also knowing that they could be very, very wrong. Nobody's got the gospel here on quarterbacks.
What's so hard to predict is, how will these guys improve? Like Shador's footwork, some of the fundamental things he does
yeah.
are bad.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he can't learn those fundamentals. And if he does or not, separates whether he's a career backup or a nothing or a potential star.
Yeah.
But Kevin Colbert used to say often, Joe, that you can't make up for accuracy. With the exception of Josh Allen, almost always when you see quarterbacks that have accuracy issues in college,
yeah,
that they're not going to translate. Well, that's not an issue here.
Well, that's the other thing is that Merrill has said that accuracy is, I think he said, that's his top criterion for an NFL quarterback. So why does he go to that length to just destroy Sanders? You'd think he'd like that. The dude completed 70, better than 70% over a lot of starts in a pretty good conference.
The thing that's crazy to me is a lot of what they say about Shador is almost cut and paste of what was said about Kenny.
NFL ready, processes the game, has the intangibles, and very accurate.
Own the locker room, yeah. Tough. You know, we'll get the extra yard if he needs it. You know, those type of things were said about Kenny.
Yeah. Daniel Jeremiah, in his final mock draft, has the Giants jumping back in and taking Dart at 18 and the Steelers Sanders at 21. I love this. I said right from the top of the show, this is what sports is supposed to be. Fun, dramatic, you know, live. It's one of the last frontiers in our society where you can watch something take place live. You know what I mean? And have it be, nobody knows what's going to happen here. You can't really tape it and watch it later. It's going to happen dramatically right in front of us.
Well, you had what, Charlie Campbell on?
Yeah.
And he was the most accurate at right. 40%.
40%.
And he has contacts with teams, he knows scouts, and he does this year-round.
Right.
And the best he could hit, better than anybody, was 40%.
Exactly. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzy, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Let's give one caller the final word. Give us the ESPN thing and give us the name and hometown.
But first, if the Steelers can't find a quarterback, maybe this guy will work.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who do we got?
All right, let's go to Seth in Cranberry. Seth, with the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select
Jackson Dart,
yeah,
quarterback,
baby.
Ole Miss.
Oh, that's really how we had to end this with Joe getting
pandering.
Exactly what he
He's absolutely
I did,
pandering.
I did not know that. I
You've
did
got
not
a phone
know.
In your other hand.
Well, who am I? Was it a friend of mine?
Jeff, if I knew he was going to say
randomly.
That, do you really think I would have put the call on the line?
Good night, Limits. Good night, Jeff. We're overtime.
Good night. Happy draft night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.